This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
We're ready to get this one underway, and the Flaming Hearts of Effingham, decked out in their red uniforms, they will win the tip. It'll come back to Garrett Wolf. Wolf, who will take the ball over on the wing and dish it off over there to Spector. Spector will bring it back around to the opposite side to Dalton Fox. Fox goes back up top to Wolf. Wolf shoots one that rolls in and out. Back the other way comes the Centralia Orphans as Woolmouth comes up with the rebound. Starting lineup for the Flaming Hearts, Jet Volpi, Garrett Wolf, Andrew Spector, Dalton Fox, and Braden Powles. For the Centralia Orphans, shots up, no good. Flaming Hearts come away with the rebounds. It'll be Cruz Harlan, Jeremy Dalton, and Carson True, along with David Tabor and Colby Wilmoth. Scoreless here, 1 minute into tonight's contest between the Centralia Orphans, who come from the deep south and they're taking on the Effingham Flaming Hearts, a team from the east side of the state. Shots up, but no good, and a foul going to be called. Our first one of the game will be called on White, number 12. That will be Centralia's Carson True. Welcome aboard, Gary Jr.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
I'll tell you what, we've had some very good basketball games today. The last one, an overtime contest, our first one in the shootout history. And now it'll be the Flaming Hearts taking the ball around the perimeter as Volpi drives in, shots up, and no good, coming away with a rebound. The Orphans, as Cruz Harlan brings the ball down the floor. He'll dish it off to Dalton. Dalton goes inside looking for Wilmoth. Wilmoth shot up, no good. Colby Wilmoth, nice looking 6'7 junior for the Centralia Orphans. Now the Flaming Hearts will take the ball over to Volpi on the corner. Back over to the other side, it goes to Dalton Fox. Fox dishes it off to Andrew Spector. There's going to be a foul called against. I guess that's going to go against the Flaming Hearts. A blocking foul. Who did get that one on? Powles?
That's on Powles, yes. Okay, his first.
Powles will pick up his first, and we'll head the other way. Now, there is some connection with this Flaming Hearts team and some local people, I understand. Is that correct?
I think so.
Garrett Wolf, related to somebody in the immediate area. Foul going to be called on 23. That's 32 on Dalton Fox, as he'll pick up his first, sending to the free throw line Colby Wilmoth. He'll eye the first. He'll try the first. He can't buy the first as this one rolled off.
Still no score, 5:46 to go in the first quarter.
Obie Farmer, the coach of the Effingham Flaming Hearts. Do you know this young man? Is he
no.
A newer coach?
He is new.
Okay. And, of course, the coach of the Centralia Orphans, we all know he used to be at Carlinville and spent a lot of time at Alton. Now at Centralia, Lee Bennett, part of the Bennett coaching tree. His father, Dave Bennett, longtime coach at Pittsfield, coach of Southwestern for a week. Down the lane and up and in for Braden Powles. You got to like the way he took that one to the basket, Gary.
Yeah, that was a nice move in the lane. Great finish.
Power move, but he used some finesse to avoid the charging foul. Took that one up for our first bucket of the game. Makes it 2-1 in favor of the Flaming Hearts. Oh, now going the other way. Nice entry pass and then a diagonal pass off to Carson True. And Carson True was true to himself over on the left side of the backboard. Now a guy zigged when he should have zagged in an unforced error. And you hate those, don't you, Coach?
Absolutely. just unforced turnovers and loss of possession of the basketball.
Toss that one over to the sideline as the cutter went down side of the lane. Turnover number one on EHS. We'll go back over to the other side. Give the ball up top for a long three-point shot. No good. Fighting for the rebound, it's going to be the Flaming Hearts' Garrett Wolf coming away with that one. Now driving to the basket, a blocking foul going to be called on the floor. That's what you call forcing the action to the basket.
Yeah, took that in there strong. A little bit out of control. We got bailed out with the foul call.
And the foul goes against Colby Wilmoth, his first. Three-point attempt up from the baseline, right side, no good. Fighting for the rebound. I know you don't like that call. Both players going for the ball, going up strong. Neither one put a hand on the other guy, but one guy draws a foul. The bad part about it is it goes on Dalton Fox, and that will be personal foul number two on Fox. Darryl Jones, who was just in the lineup, will have a seat as Dalton will come back in. Bringing the ball down the floor is David Tabor. Tabor, a six-foot senior. Goes around the defense, goes into the lane. Nice little shovel pass. Oh, nice swat for a block. Keeping the ball alive on the rim. Finally, it comes down to the Flaming Hearts as it was Armando Estrada who came away with the rebound. Got to like that name.
That's right. Perfect for radio.
You got that right. Now the ball in the hands of Andrew Splechter. And Splechter tries to take the ball out front. A foul going to be called on Carson True. I believe True is going to pick up personal foul number two. We haven't played just a little over 4 minutes. Each team has a guy with two fouls. And no coach likes to see that happen. At 3:48, with the score 3-2 in favor of the Centralia Orphans, we'll have a timeout on the floor as they take a break. We will too. We'll be back after these two messages on WSMI. Jennifer Graham, back in the studio, spinning those dials. Gary Boker Sr. here alongside Gary Boker Jr. These two teams really like to play fast pace up and down the floor, don't they?
Yeah, they do. They do a good job of attacking the rim. Sometimes a little too much out of control, but have the athletic ability to escape when they get themselves in trouble.
Well, there's a situation that any time you speed the game up, there's going to be the, watch this word, propensity for mistakes.
I have to go home and look that up now.
Just don't ask me to spell it. I use it once and put it away. That's it for the night. Armando Estrada with the ball. He'll give it up top to Andrew Spector. Splechter has the ball go out of bounds. They're going to say it was last touched by the Flaming Hearts. That will be turnover number two on them. Give the ball back to Centralia. Cruz Harlan will walk the ball up the floor as they'll set up in a 1-2-2. Wings covered, blocks covered. Nice pass inside, block from behind on Braden Powell's, but they're going to get him for the block. Looked pretty clean, but you know what? In high school basketball, that is so difficult to not have that call called against you.
Yeah, the problem is that's going to be second foul. They got it up on the board.
Right.
It's a third foul.
Oh, man, I hope not.
That's just his second. He got the one down the offensive end and then that one there.
Right. And so Wilmoth makes the first free throw. He'll get another one. He has 2 points on the game. Makes it 4-2 in favor of Centralia. Wilmoth is going to eye the second one. He's going to try the second one. He's going to buy the second one. You got to like the way he extends, he releases, he follows through, gets that nice arch on that shot.
Yeah, he has a nice touch. What did you say, 6'7" with a heavy lift of that?
Big boy. Big boy indeed.
And very athletic. You know, not big and slow. Good athlete, moves well, moves very well on the defensive end. Out guarding the perimeter now.
So we could, whoa! There'll be a blocking foul there. It looked like to me, I thought that was a fullback leading the way through the hole there.
Yeah, Volpi goes in there again, and he's just kind of out of control, but Centralia, you guys, instead of letting him fall out of control and turn it over, bump him just enough to draw the foul.
And so it will be Flaming Hearts ball. They'll work the ball around the perimeter as it is Wolf giving the ball off to Splechter. Splechter swings it back around to the other side to Wolf. Now up top. And into the hole they go, and the shot will not fall. Loose ball on the floor. Everybody hollering, get on it, get on it. The Orphans come away with it. And it'll go off to Cruz in the corner. He'll go back up top, dishing it off to David Tabor. Now in the corner to Wilmoth. Wilmoth going to help it go around the perimeter to Tabor. He's going to try to force his way in for the shot. Won't get the shot to go, but he'll get a go to the free throw line and shoot two. Is the foul going to be called? That one going to go against Ritz. Ethan Ritz picks up his first. Free throw up. Been good for David Tabor. Tabor, a 6-foot senior, picks up his first point of the game. He'll get another as Dalton will have a seat and Daryl Jones enters the lineup. Second shot's up, and it's good. 2 for 2 from the free throw line for David Tabor, his first points. Makes it a 7-2 game in favor of Centralia. Long three from the right side, no good. Coming up with a long rebound is Jet Volpe. Once again, the Flaming Hearts driving to the basket, drawing the foul, going to the free throw line. This will be Jet Volpe to the free throw line to shoot two. Who was that foul on?
54.
That's going to go on Daryl Jones. First free throw's up, and good for Volpe.
Volpe did a great job, a hustle rebound, going in there getting that, and turned right back around, took it to the hole, and drew the foul again.
Good things happen when you take it to the basket. Volpe's second free throw rattles around, won't go down. Coming away with the rebound is David Tabor for the Orphans. Oh, he wanted to do a little juke step and go between that defense. Instead, he's going to dish it off to the corner. They close down quickly, so Centralia will lose the ball. I'll tell you what, the coach over there, Obie Farmer, playing some pretty good defense on the sideline himself. And I'll tell you what, I don't think I can get around him. Now a double team there, and they're going to call a jump ball. Flaming Hearts defense playing it tough there. I like the way they got him in trouble but didn't reach in to get a foul call. So the arrow will go to Centralia. And now the ball rolling around like a pinball. I couldn't tell who that was off of, but the referee saw it. It's out on Centralia. It'll be Effingham ball with 1:29 to go, first quarter. 7-3, Centralia with the lead. Effingham with the ball. Over on the wing, it's Estrada. He'll go back up top to Splechter. Splechter dishes it off to Volpe. Volpe swings it over on the wing to Ritz. Now down in the corner it goes to Estrada. They're doing a lot of dribble weave, doing a very good job there. Now as they try to go inside, it's closed down. Forcing the issue, however, is Wolf. He can't get the shot to drop. As we go into the final minute, Centralia comes away with it. They lead by 4, have the ball here in the corner. Off to Wilmoth, 4-3, bottom of the net. Shoots that 3 just like he shoots the free throws with a lot of arch.
Yeah, he's got really good soft touch. You said earlier, 6'7", now he's out contested a pass outside the three-point line. Very athletic. With Powell's on the bench, it's a tough matchup for the Hearts.
He has 6 of their 10 points, now trying to go baseline. Once again, it's that man, Volpe, as he's doing a good job of driving the baseline, drawing the fouls. I'll tell you what, he's going to try to personally get the Orphans in foul trouble.
Yeah, he's going to have them in the bonus before the end of the first quarter here.
Trying to get an inbound pass in. Finally, it comes into Volpe. Volpe dishes it off to Splechter. He drives the lane, gets that one to roll around, and finally go down. Good touch there as that one just kind of crawled over the edge of the rim.
15 seconds left in the quarter.
Makes it 10-5. Centralia with the lead. And the ball. Going to be patient. Comes over to Jones. Jones penetrating there. It is David Tabor, who worked the clock perfectly, going down the lane, making 2. And as the buzzer sounds, it is Centralia 12, Effingham 5. Quarter number 1 is in the book. Quarter number two will be coming your way after these messages on WSMI. Well, Gary, we talked about how Effingham is taking the ball to the basket, but from the free throw line, it's Centralia who's gone there six times, making five. Effingham is only one for two from the charity stripe.
But the big thing is that the whole second quarter, Effingham will be in the bonus, so they've got to get themselves to the free throw line about 10 times here in the second quarter, try to close this 12-5 gap.
And they will do so by trying to drive the ball on the baseline. It's knocked out of bounds as Estrada was trying to take it in from the left side. It's poked out of bounds. Effingham in the Apollo Conference. You're familiar with that conference on many levels, aren't you?
A long, long time ago.
They, of course, have switched members over the years. Now it's Charleston, Effingham, Lincoln. That's kind of a surprise. Muhammad Seymour, Mattoon, Mount Zion, and Taylorville. Newton Eagles used to be in there years ago. But as we said, they've gone through some transitions. Centralia, on the other hand, they play in that always tough South 7 conference. Shots up, no good. Estrada with the rebound. He tries to put it back up, and he's going to be fouled and go to the free throw line. In that South 7 conference, Belleville, Altoff, Cahokia, Carbondale, Centralia, Marion, Mount Vernon. That's a tough conference to be in.
Lots of great basketball tradition in that conference.
And the free throw was up and no good, as that was the second foul on number four for Centralia.
Estrada goes 0 for 2. That's going to be a key to getting the Flames back in this one.
Yeah, they need to be making those free throws, that's for sure. They are but 1 for 4 on the evening. Pass comes over to Tabor on the wing. He's got it back again. He wants to drive. Shut off there, so he'll take it back up top to Jones. Darryl Jones with the ball up top. Kicks it over from right side to left side. Brings it up to Tabor, who gives it back to Jones. He'll kick it out on the corner to Dalton. Dalton's three-pointer comes up short, but the rebound comes away to the Orphans, and they'll try it again. 6:40 to go till halftime. Centralia with the ball out top. They'll set things up. David Tabor says let's set the offense, trying to go the baseline. It's not there, so they'll shuffle it across and give it off to Jones. Jones goes back up top. I like the ball movement of this Centralia offense. They are keeping the ball moving and making that defense work. And you know as well as I do, the more you make the defense work, the sooner you're going to see a mistake somewhere.
Yeah, they do a great job of getting side to side. Effingham zone having to spread out, cover the sideline to the left, sideline to the right. That's what opened up the middle for that penetration on the last bucket of the first quarter.
Skip pass a little high, but with the leaping, Darryl Jones was able to corral it. They'll set things back up. Coach Lee Bennett, hands on his hips over there in front of the bench. He says, we're fine, just take your time and be patient. They'll try to go inside, and tell you what, there's where one guy gets in the other guy's way. Titus Ashford was falling to the floor, and Colby Wilmoth tripped over him for the turnover.
So break for the Flames. Down by 7, need to get a bucket here.
Well, neither team has really used the three-point shot that much. Centralia, whom I saw shoot quite a bit of them on a few tapes that I watched of them, they had but 1 3. That's Colby Wilmoth coming back in the first quarter. He has 6 points all in the first quarter to lead Centralia. In fact, Centralia has not scored in the second quarter. Neither has Effingham, and we've played nearly 3 minutes. Would you call it a defensive battle? There's Estrada. Oh, nice move. Little slide glide, and Armando Estrada with his first 2 points of the game. Makes it 12-7 as we hit the five-minute mark. Centralia with the ball, working the ball into the corner to Wilmoth. Wilmoth goes back around up top. They'll reset it with Tabor. Now off to the wing, three-point shots up. Wilmoth comes up with a rebound. He's fighting, and it's going to be a jump ball. He brought that ball right into the defender's lap and created that jump ball. Arrow favors Centralia. They'll take the ball out. Jones will go out. Coming into the game will be Cruz Harlan. Titus Ashford over on the corner. Up top it comes to Tabor. Tabor will set the offense and take it over to Harlan. Now they'll swing it back to the other side, and Dalton into the corner. Shots up and good. Gave him two, I guess. Titus Ashford with a long two there. Makes it 14-7. Going back the other way, Estrada forcing the issue. As he goes to the basket, he'll go to the free throw line. Once again, take it to the hole, make him foul you.
Yeah, great job there. Getting to the free throw line, just got to cash these in. 8-5 on fouls. The problem is for the Flaming Hearts, they got five fouls, but two on Powell's and two on Fox.
To the free throw line. Shots up and goes off to the left. There's the other problem for the Flaming Hearts. They are now 0-3 in the quarter and 1-5 from the free throw line in the game. Long three off the iron, no good. Coming away with a rebound is Colby Wilmoth. Quickly, he'll go to the other end, kick it out on the wing. Long two off the hands of... That was Garrett Wolf who missed that shot. Back the other way is Wilmoth, and he'll give the ball back up top to Ashford. Ashford's shot will not go. Good end-to-end action, just not a whole lot of scoring. Each team with 2 points here in the second quarter. 14-7 is the Centralia lead. Effingham for three, bottom of the net. Ethan Ritz with the first tray of the day for EHS. And as a coach, you know how much you love those threes when your team scores them. Seems like you've had a few three-point shooters in your day.
Just a few.
And they always say that's some good teaching.
Yeah.
Which I say goes back to the coach's father who taught him how to shoot. I taught you how to shoot because I couldn't. So somebody in the family had to. In any event, back up top it goes to Dalton. Dalton's going to try that three. His daddy tried to teach him how to shoot too. Rebound up, soaring for the rebound was David Tabor. As he comes down, he's fouled. They're going to say he was in the shooting act, are they? Foul will go against Armando Estrada. It'll be his first. At the 2:59 mark, we'll have a timeout on the floor. 14-10, Centralia with the lead. When we come back on WSMI. Following the timeout, it will be Centralia ball underneath the basket. Dalton to inbound. Inbounds pass comes in to Wilmoth. Wilmoth turns and shoots and scores. Like that move. Fake to the baseline, spins back to the middle. Nice clean move, nice shot. 16-10 is the Centralia lead. Estrada loses control of the ball as he tries to force his way into the basket. Turnover number three on Effingham. Centralia with the ball. They'll dish it on top to Cruz Harlan. Harlan with the ball gives it over on the wing to Tabor. Now they'll go back to the other side to Dalton. Dalton back to Harlan. Harlan spins into the lane. Oh, a nice move to the corner, then into the low post. Back to the corner for three. Bottom of the net. Jeremy Dalton. I don't know which I like best, the shot or the crisp passing. Back the other way. The Flaming Hearts do not make the three, but coming up with a rebound and the putback is Ethan Ritz. Ritz has 5 points on the quarter. 19-12. Centralia with a five-point lead and the ball. Up top to Harlan. Now over on the wing to Dalton. He'll fire from just outside the three-point line. It won't go. And there is Jet Volpe coming up with the rebound. Volpe has the ball. Takes it over on the wing. Dishing it off to Spector. Spector with the ball. Up top. Goes off to... They're going to call the ball out of bounds. I didn't catch that. Did he just lose control trying to pass it out there?
Tried to make a pass and just tipped off the hands. I think it was Spector.
Mm-hmm.
And went out of bounds.
He was looking for Ritz. Ritz wasn't ready for it. 1:20 to go till halftime. As going inside, whoa, the ball gets away. And you talk about some athletic ability. The big guy was able to corral that one. Keep it high out of everybody else's reach. Over in the corner, he dishes it off to Tabor. Tabor goes into traffic, and that was probably an ill-advised venture. coming away with it is the Flaming Hearts, and again they go to the basket, and again they draw the foul. I believe this one's going to go against the big guy. Wilmoth's going to have two fouls, and I don't know, Gary, but with a minute to go in the second quarter, do you take him out so he doesn't get the third here before halftime?
Well, Coach Bennett's pleading his case with the official over there, so hopefully that he realizes Wilmoth's got two, but they'll be going down on the offensive end. Yep, he is going to bring a sub in.
Coach Bennett is a wise coach, and he knows.
Yeah, he didn't bring him in.
He's never won an argument against a referee.
That's true.
But he's still pleading his case. Very animated. Got his arms folded. No, palms to the air. Shot is missed on the second free throw, making it 19-13. Now as Harlan tries to take the ball down the floor, he's going to be fouled by Volpe. Volpe will pick up his first. And Daryl Jones comes into the lineup. He will replace Cruz Harlan, and there's what we were talking about. Titus Ashford, the 6'1 junior, will replace Colby Wilmoth. Wilmoth in the final 54 seconds. Also coming into the game, Caden Lush. I think this is the first time we've seen him today, as Carson True will get a well-deserved rest. Shooting the 1-1 is David Tabert. He gets the first one to drop. He'll get a second one. 5 points on the night for Tabert. 3 for 3 from the free throw line. Don't jinx him, Coach. He'll eye the second, try the second, and buy the second. There you go. I didn't jinx him after all. Two in the quarter, 6 in the game. Final minute we go.
Good touch, good follow through. You can't jinx that.
There you go. Splechter gives the ball off on the wing, and this time Armando Estrada going to be called for the charge, and that's what you got to do. If a guy's going to go baseline, hold your ground, and that's exactly what they did there. Estrada draws the foul, his second of the game. 44 seconds till halftime. 21-13, Centralia has opened up the lead.
Going to be nice and patient here. Pass the ball around the outside. Good spacing. Orphans look content to take the last shot. Wilmoth is back in there.
Effingham lost last night 46-35 to Muhammad Seymour. So that makes them 2-4 on the season. Thanks, Jim Graham, for looking up that score for us. Down to the final 10 seconds. Oh, thought he might have dribbled on the baseline. Good thing the doors are closed out there. That one went out in the breezeway and was ready to go outdoors. Now they'll make the offense-defense substitution with 7 seconds to go. Want to make sure that especially the big guy, Colby Wilmoth, doesn't pick up foul number 3. A little bit of token pressure as they're going to let him get to midcourt. And Wolf is going to try to drive. Now he'll give it off to Volpe for 3. Bottom of the net, just the way the coach drew it up. As he drained that 3, Jet Volpe with his first basket to go along with 1 free throw. He has 4 points here at halftime. And at halftime, we're ready for the halftime show sponsored by Carlinville Area Hospital and Clinics. Visit chscare.com. Walk-in clinic daily from 8 to 4. No appointment necessary. And we'll have that halftime report coming up after these messages on WSMI. And it's 21-16 in favor of the Centralia Orphans. Effingham will get the ball to start the third quarter. Splechter going to the hole. Pass is deflected and taken away as Centralia will come down with it. Daryl Jones starting up top. He'll dish it over on the wing to Jeremy Dalton. Back to Jones, back to Dalton. Dalton going to skip pass all the way over to Titus Ashford. Ashford to Wilmoth, back to Ashford for 3. Comes up a little short. And once again, Effingham going to force the situation as they're heading down floor, toot sweep. Ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch off the shoulder of Effingham. So it'll be Centralia ball. Once again, they're going through that offense-defense substitution here. As Wilmoth coming in, going to have a seat is Ashford. As bringing the ball down the floor will be Cruz Harlan. Harlan with the ball up top. Takes it over on the wing. Now they'll go inside. Ooh, guy inside did not get out of the lane, did not get a call. Wilmoth with a jumper from the free throw line. Will not go. Wolf with the rebound. Ball is poke checked away from Spitzer. He recovers it, gets it back up top to Wolf. Just notice Wolf has some kind of a brace on that right shoulder, I believe, there. Pass, entry pass is intercepted. And it's the Centralia Orphans who will head the other way. 2-3 zone being set up now by Effingham. Centralia patiently passing it around, going around the perimeter. Off to Tabor. Tabor says, enough of the passing, let's shoot. He comes up short. Coming up with the rebound is Wilmoth. Wilmoth off the glass. Comes up short. Could have been partially deflected there. It looked like Braden Powell's may have got a piece of that. What do you think?
Yeah, that could have been Powell's third foul right there. So a break for the Flaming Hearts.
Now going to the hole for the Flaming Hearts is Splechter. His shot rolls off the rim. Coming up with it is Harlan. Harlan wanted to go coast to coast, but then he pulls it out. Now he'll spin away, and a foul going to be called on Garrett Wolf. I don't know who the lady was. I have no idea. But I'm just guessing that it was his mother because she said, what? I've heard that before. As though she couldn't believe the foul was called on her little boy. Nonetheless, it was. It'll be Centralia ball, 5:45 to go. Oh, nice pass to the inside. No, good defense there. Coming up with it was Dalton Fox. I thought that was going to be a good bounce pass into the low post, but Fox says, I'm here first. Now the foul is going to be called against Jeremy Dalton. And Dalton, that'll be his first. Seven different orphans have a foul.
Volpe right back at it. He gets the ball. He's just going to the basket. He's going hard.
And as he was, the pass was not thrown, as for some reason he hesitated, did Braden Powell's, and as a result, he who hesitates is lost.
That's that jump pass coaches always love.
Jump up. What are you going to do now? You better do something before you come down. Oh, nice entry pass, and up and good was Wilmoth for our first 2 points of the second half, but you got to like that. Take the ball on the wing, down low, entry pass on the baseline, easy two, just the way we drew it up. Now it's Wolf with the ball out between the circles. He'll give the ball off over here to Dalton Fox. Fox back to Splechter. Splechter going to give the ball up top to Wolf. Shots up, or Volpe, excuse me. Volpe shot will not fall as they fight for the rebound. Who's going to get on that one?
Brady. Oh, they got.
They get Powell's on
that
one?
You got Powell's again.
Uh-oh. Powell's going to pick up his third. Whoa. And that's not what you want to see. Powell's has not been a big scorer thus far, but you got to have that big 6'5 senior in there to plug up the middle for sure. Off to Wilmoth. Fires a three. We got an orphan on the floor. He's looking for a floor burn on the elbow. They're going to call a double forearm shiver. I believe that's what he called there.
Yeah.
And the foul is going to go against Armando Estrada as he'll pick up his third. They've got him for two. Okay. We'll check and see if that's correct or not. With the ball is Wilmoth. Now they're going to spread things out and see if they can pull that zone out a little bit. Over in the corner it goes to Harlan. For three, comes up short, fighting for the rebound. Oh, tipping the ball. It almost went up. The short shot coming off the hands of Wilmoth will not go, but he's going to go to the free throw line. They're going to call that on Ritz. Ritz will pick up his second.
So again, you have Fox and Powell's on the bench, the bottom of that zone. Centralia is taking advantage with getting second and third opportunities.
Now we have a substitution. Looks like there's maybe an injury over there they're taking care of.
I think that's that floor burn. I think he actually cut his elbow and is bleeding a little bit.
Yep.
Trainer's going to tape him up. Is that Tabor?
I believe that is David Tabor, the 6-foot senior. To the free throw line goes Kobe Wilmoth. First free throw's up, and it's good. his 11th point of the game.
Coach Farmer's going to take a timeout.
As he takes the timeout, we'll take a break as well. 4:17 to go, third quarter, 24-16. Centralia with the lead. Back to the free throw line as we come back after these messages on WSMI. Following the timeout, Colby Wilmuth back to the free throw line. He'll eye the second, try the second, buy the second. This kid is smooth. He has 12 points, a very quiet 12 points. I'll tell you what, anytime your big guy can get you 5 out of 6 free throws, you got to love that.
Yeah, he does a great job. Shot selection, not forcing up bad shots. Gets good looks at the basket and takes advantage of it.
25-16, Centralia's opened up a 9-point lead. Wolf with the ball, gets it up top. 3-point shot, no good. Ooh, reach over, got away with it. Deflector. Flaming Hearts will maintain position as Volpe will take the ball up top. He'll give the ball off to Estrada, playing with 3 fouls. Estrada for 3. The lefty from the baseline will not go. Wilmuth comes up with the rebound. The big guy cleans the glass quite well. Now a pass deflected down the sideline. It'll remain in Centralia's hands. 3:37 left on the third quarter clock. 25-19 or 25-16, a 9-point lead. Get it straight, Coach. Taking a seat will be Titus Iceberry, or Iceford, excuse me. And inbounds pass directly for a 3, bottom of the net. Cruz Harlan, we haven't seen a whole lot of 3s from Centralia, and I'm telling you, Gary, when they get hot, they can burn those nets.
Yeah, that's going to make it a double-digit lead. Effingham needs a bucket here.
Volpe with the ball, looking over on the wing for Ritz. Ritz drove, stopped, give it off to Wolf. Pop for 3. Garrett Wolf gets bottom of the net. As you said, just when they need it, they got it.
They did get it. Big shot from Wolf there. Coach Farmer wants to take a 30-second timeout.
We'll keep it right here. As we said, it's been a busy day here at the Terry Tote Shootout versus Cancer, and we have had some exciting basketball games throughout the day. I'm going to talk about our officials as well, as we've had a good crew of officials throughout the day. They have done an outstanding job.
I remind you, too, the final game of the night. Nokomis will be hosting Madison. Always a potential 1A sectional matchup.
There you go. First game of the day, Carl Shreve, Bob Alexander, and Larry Watts was our crew. Louis Lang, Charlie Wagner, and Ryan Mason took game number 2. They also stayed around for game number 3 for us today. Then it was Dave Schwartz, Carl Fesser, and Rick Toll. They did 2 games, game number 4 and game number 5. Bo Kratchmer, Ed Barrett, and Dustin Tolbert had game number 6. Mike Hemberger, Doug Simmons, and Brad Leniger are doing this game. Brian Sample, Denny Held, and Dyke Burkett, they're going to be doing game number 8. And I know that you know game number 8. There's a couple of characters with character who will be officiating that game.
I better not say anything because, you know, I might get my kids in trouble because they'll be officiating my son or my daughter's games throughout the next few years.
You have told me time and time again that you would take those guys any night of
Absolutely.
The week.
Absolutely. That is like a who's who of officials.
You got that right.
In Central Illinois. We've got a great group. You know, they talk about throughout the state there are not enough officials. We need to appreciate the ones we have. They do a great job. And they're just so committed to athletics in the area. You know, guys you could call on and say, hey, we need somebody. As you said earlier, we've had some good ADs working with us with getting things rescheduled. That also means these officials have got to change their plans over the holiday weekends and things like that going on. And we appreciate everything they do and keeping our game safe and a lot of fun.
The preceding was an unpaid political announcement by Gary Boker, too. No, and seriously, we do have some great guys. And you really like it when you go to a ball game and you see those guys officiating. You know it's going to be a game decided by the players.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, I've told a lot of those officials that I always felt better when we were on the road and saw one of those guys walk in. I was like, okay, we're in good hands tonight.
Yeah. And the missed shot by Volpe comes down in the hands of David Tabor. So at the two-minute mark of quarter number three, it's Centralia leading now 28-19. They're going to go up top to Tabor. Tabor's going to fire three. Watch out. Here we go. Centralia warming up from the three-point line. They've got two threes in the third quarter after they had two threes in the first half. So they have four trays. Now going to be a foul called at the other end.
That's going to be on David Tabor.
Tabor's going to pick up his second. So that's one thing about Centralia right now. They're sitting there with two fouls. So nobody in serious foul trouble as we head to the final 103 seconds of the third quarter. 31-19, Centralia's opened up a 12-point lead. Estrada tries to go down the lane. Oh, the ball is slapped to try to keep him going out of bounds. Only problem is he slapped it off his teammate.
Yeah, he did. Off his own guy, out of bounds.
So the ball will go over to Centralia. 1:30 to go, third quarter. 31-19 is the Centralia lead. They bring the ball. I like the way they pass it around the perimeter. Now it goes inside to Wilmoth, who kick it back out for a three. Nope, Tabor can't go. Oh, whoa. That's the situation there you really don't like to see. Wilmoth skying for the rebound, had a guy undercutting him. And when you're up in the air like that, you are at the mercy of gravity bringing you down.
Gravity's always bringing me down.
Gravity can't. I can't even get up with some gravity anymore.
Okay, gravity's been holding me down.
I don't worry that much about that anymore. All right.
And a foul offensive on the inbounds, a little moving screen.
That foul will go against Carson True, and that will be his third. True will have a seat as Jones will come back into the ball game. And with 1:16 to go, Effingham will walk the ball down the floor. It'll be Garrett Wolf on the dribble. Now they'll do a little dribble weave, swing it back up top, get it off to Splechter. Now swing it off to the wing to Gunner Brown in the ball game. Out top, it goes to Wolf or on the wing for three. Garrett Wolf gets bottom of the net. What was I saying about Centralia warming up? Well, Wolf may be warming up as well for the Flaming Hearts. Two threes in the quarter makes a 33-22. 9-point lead, 35 seconds to go, third quarter. Centralia going to sit back, wait, let that clock run up. Will Effingham come get them? Cruz Harlan between the circles as we go to 20 seconds. Coach Farmer saying, go, go, go. Go get them and play the defense. And they're getting after it. I mean, they are getting aggressive on the defense. Tabor to the hole. Tabor gets his shot to fall. David Tabor with his fifth point in the quarter, 11th point in the game. Long shot comes up short. Rebound off to the Flaming Hearts. Final shot is tipped. Three quarters are in the book as the horn sounds. It is Centralia 33, Effingham 22. Don't go away. Fourth quarter action coming your way after these messages on WSMI. In the third quarter, Centralia outscores Effingham 12-6. A couple of threes for the Flaming Hearts was the extent of their scoring. They did not go to the free throw line. Centralia was 2-for-2. Centralia is now 9-for-10 from the free throw line. Doesn't that make your heart sing?
Yeah, that's good shooting. That's why they come in with the record that they come in with.
And long shot up and no good by Cruz Harlan. Gives the ball back to the Flaming Hearts as they find themselves trailing by 11 going into the fourth quarter. Volpe going to give the ball off on Ritz. Ritz dishes it off to Wolf. Wolf back up top to Ritz. They're doing a dribble weave up top there, trying to see if they can come up with some openings against this man-to-man defense by the Centralia Orphans. Centralia doing a good job of staying with it and now sealing off for the rebound. Foul going to go against Ethan Ritz, and you got to give David Tabor credit there. A good job of sealing off. That's what you preach. Block out, block out, block out.
Yeah, a good job by both guys. Ritz has got to go for that rebound. You got to be aggressive. He's the only Flame that was in the lane going for that rebound. They got to get more guys in there, get some second chance opportunities.
So Centralia gets the ball back, leading by 11, as we're down to 7 minutes to go on the fourth quarter clock. Reminder that coming up after this game, the home team Nokomis taking on Madison in the finale tonight here at Nokomis High School. To Tabor at the free throw line. I like the way he spun around, took a look inside, didn't see anything open, kicked it outside to the perimeter to his guard and says, let's do it again. Both box are covered with a low post. Now Tabor's going to force the situation, and then he'll kick out for three. Comes up too short. Coming away with the rebound is Ethan Ritz. Ritz did a good job of sealing on that one, and now Estrada had the opportunity to drive baseline, and he'll draw the foul against Jeremy Dalton. Do not hesitate. Baseline open, you've got to take that route.
That'll be the fourth team foul on the Orphans.
And so they will inbound and get the ball over to Volpe. Volpe gets in trouble under the basket. He's able to clear it out. Oh, a nice spin move. Closes it off. Volpe going to the basket, and he's going to get called for the charge. And I'll tell you what, when you go in recklessly that often, sooner or later you're going to get the call to go against you. Coach Farmer is not totally upset because he still wants him to be aggressive.
Yeah, he's got to keep going to the hole like that. That one was just good defense, and just kind of the contact, Volpe's shoulder caught the defender's jaw, kind of knocked his head back a little bit, and I think that's what got the call.
Yeah, usually you're going to lose those calls. I would like to call it a 50-50 call, but when a head jerks back, that's not usually the case. Three-point shot up, rattles around, won't go down. Spector comes up with the rebound. Effingham coming back, still trailing by 11. No score here in the fourth quarter. We played a little over 2 minutes. That's not bad for Centralia because they have the lead, but Effingham needs the points, and they got the points there. Ethan Ritz with his second tray of the day, give him 8, makes it a 33-28 count. Quick timeout on the floor. Next game coming up. Final game of the night. Gary, what's your thoughts on Nokomis and Madison?
Oh, it's always a great matchup. Like I said, I think this is your bet for a sectional final in the 1A, year in, year out. You got two good teams that both have a chance of going to state, and just great programs, do a lot of things very well. Contrast of styles, man-to-man on Madison's side most of the time, and then you see a lot of zone, obviously, from Nokomis. And they get up down the floor. It's going to be a great battle and a fun one to watch here for the finale.
And, of course, you have the transition to a new coach but not a new system for Nokomis. And as a result, you have the same tradition carrying on. And, of course, Madison, sometimes when you go to a basketball game and Madison is playing, you'll see a track meet break out. They love to get up and down the floor, toot sweet. Sometimes they even take the ball with them.
That's right.
But as you said, should be an outstanding final game of the evening. Still got a bug. All right. Got a bug on the floor. Jet Volpe goes over there and knocks him down and then stomps him down. Does he get credit for that?
2 points for a takedown.
You know, like, I think he could get more. There was a near fall there, I believe. But in any event, it is now Centralia bringing the ball up the floor as Cruz Harlan has the ball. Effingham going to have to start putting on a little more pressure on the perimeter as we're approaching the five-minute mark, and Centralia is playing a little bit of keep away right now. And so Effingham says we need to cut down some passing lanes. They'll get the ball over on the wing to Carson True. True out top to Dalton. Dalton to Harlan, back to Dalton. Dalton back to Harlan, playing a little pitch and catch out front there. Now they'll go down in the corner to True. They'll skip pass all the way across to Wilmoth. Wilmoth's shot will not go. Foul going to be called on the rebound. That foul will go against Wilmoth, and that's why you played him conservatively in the second quarter as he picks up his third, but 4:53 is all we have left.
Yeah, Wilmoth got that automatic. Missed the shot going after the offensive rebound.
The Flaming Hearts get a break there because it looked like Volpe was out of control, but one of the Orphans reached in, got him by the arm, and so the foul going to go against, I believe this will be on number 4. That will be Cruz Harlan. believe that'll be his third. In the bonus, are we?
Now they're pointing down.
Yeah.
They're saying that's number six.
Okay.
On Centralia.
Six fouls on Centralia, seven fouls on Effingham. Both teams playing very aggressive defense. Spin move there by Ritz. Turns, shoots, won't go down. Good operation, just the patient died. Like the way he moved to the basket, like the way he spun, like the way he got the release off, just didn't fall, and sometimes those things happen. Harlan with the ball. Out top, he'll give it off to Tabor. Tabor going to stop and pop from the free throw line. It won't go. Splechter comes up with the rebound. Quickly, oh, nice spin move to the basket, and it's going to be a blocking foul called on Centralia. Watch it. You're hopping because you're a little upset with the call, but the only thing that's going to happen from that hopping is that you're going to get a foul call. It goes against, is that on Palmer? Dalton. Dalton will pick up his second. To the free throw line, Armando Estrada. First one rolls around, finally goes down. That's his first made free throw after missing three in a row. He has 3 points on the night. Looking for number four. He found it.
Well, with 4:11 to go, Effingham is in the bonus.
6-point game, and as you said, from now on they'll be going to the free throw line. Problem is, they haven't been shooting very well from there. They were 2-for-7 coming into the quarter. They're now 4-for-9, so that's an improvement. And as you always said, making free throws is one thing. Making them in crunch time is an entirely different animal.
Centralia is still going to be very patient with a 6-point lead, under 4 minutes to go.
It's nice when you got a guy like Tabor there in the middle. He's a 6-foot senior, but he's got a long wingspan there, so he can get those loose balls going off to the left or the right there. Thought he lost control of the dribble. Oh, looked like a walk, got away with it. Kicks it back out for a 3-pointer for Cruz Harlan, who gets bottom of the net. His second tray of the day, give him 6 points. Back the other way, Effingham wants to answer. This one didn't go, but there is Volpe coming up with the rebound. They'll reset, take it back up top. Give it off to Splechter. Splechter swings it over on the wing to Ritz. Ritz with the ball, gives it off to Estrada. Estrada back to Splechter. Splechter gives it off to Estrada. Estrada almost lost it. Saving the day was Garrett Wolf. Now it's Estrada on the drive, and it's good. That's what's called staying alive and make sure you don't give up on the ball when things look like they're going bad.
And a great finish with the right hand for Estrada, and he is left-handed.
It's good job indeed. But as you said, that basket and the timeout at 2:47, it makes it 36-29 in favor of Centralia, a 7-point game. But the Effingham Flaming Hearts, they're not out of this one by any stretch of the imagination. They have outscored Centralia 7-3, so they've knocked 4 points off of that 11-point deficit after three quarters. They've gotten to within seven, but it seems like they need to hit a key three somewhere here.
Yeah, they do. They need to close this thing down a little bit more. Of course, we know Centralia is going to be very patient if they stay in the zone. It'll be interesting to see if Effingham comes out and matches up man-to-man or extends that zone out and tries to trap a little bit more.
Well, you would think Effingham has to be trying to make some efforts to get into passing lanes and get hold of the ball. They need a couple of turnovers in order to get this game closer. Each team with 7 fouls, so each team will be in the 1-1 for the rest of the way. But these two teams have played it to the hilt, going at it tooth and nail. And here you can see the Madison Trojans have just entered the gymnasium. Of course, the home team, the Nokomis Redskins, they're over there in the wings. They have already gotten their uniforms on, and they're ready to go in what will be game number 8 of this 8-game shootout, the Terry Tote Shootout versus Cancer, third annual. And I tell you what, it has been an exciting day from beginning to end, and we're not yet to the end yet. Centralia, open up. What were you saying about full court pressure? That's exactly what they're going to see. He'll get the ball off to Harlan. Harlan's being hounded by Volpe. Now a double team coming up as Harlan loses control. Nope, he regained control. Now the pass is an errant one, and coming away with it is Ethan Ritz. So they got the turnover that they needed. Now Effingham has to convert and get some points off of this, trailing by 7. 2:22 to go. Blocking foul going to be called against Jeremy Dalton.
That was Ritz. Ritz made a nice, strong move to the basket. Thought he was going to put that one in and get the foul, but just got tripped up, and he's going to get two shots for it.
Okay, and Dalton is going to pick up his fourth foul. To the free throw, Ethan Ritz. He'll eye it, try it. Comes up short. 8 points on the game for Ritz. He's looking to get another one here to draw his Flaming Hearts to within 6. He'll eye it, try it. He knew he missed it from the get-go. It was off to the left. Now a blocking foul going to be called on Ritz, and Ritz got pushed to the ground. He felt like it could have been a forearm shiver there.
Yeah, Tabor is doing a good job protecting the ball. Ritz getting in there, and Tabor might have extended that arm a little bit, but he'll get the call, and he goes to the line.
Tabor, with 11 points on the night, will be shooting the 1-1. He'll eye the first one after several dribbles. Now he'll try it. Whoa, that one rolled in and rolled out. And so at the 2:18 mark, it will be Flaming Hearts ball. They're trying to get to within 6 or 5 here. Maybe even 4 if they can hit a 3. Estrada into the corner. Volpe shots up off the iron, will not go. Estrada has his shot swatted. Tabor poked that one away. Then he got the ball. He'll take the ball length of the floor to get an easy deuce. Give him 13 points on the game. That was a big basket, making the lead 13. And now a charging foul going to be called on Wolf. This is where their aggressiveness has kind of worked against them. They have kind of played that card too many times, so to speak.
Yeah, that was a little bit of frustration after losing the ball. Have a chance to cut a 7-point lead, and Tabor gets a layup. Takes it back up to 9. Time running out. Wolf gets a little frustrated. Just kind of leans in there and picks up the charge.
Coming down quickly. It looked like he was about to lose the ball, which Cruz Hartley. Now it goes across the baseline, and they do lose it. Coming back is the Flaming Hearts as losing control of his feet. Now two guys going up for the ball, both of them going hard. One of them going to get called for the foul. That one is going to be Carson True, who's going to pick up his fourth foul. Wow. What'd you say about the physicality of basketball?
Yeah, it's loose ball, both of them going up. Splichter going up. Took the bad end of that one.
Splichter going to shoot the 1-1. It's going to come up short. Once again, those free throw woes, 2 for 5 here in the fourth quarter, 2 for 7 in the first three. That's 4 for 12. Going on a spin move to the basket and drawing the foul is Kobe Wilmoth. Wilmoth with 12 points has been silent in the fourth quarter. That's going to be 5 fouls against Ethan Ritz. So he will sit down with 8 points to his credit today. He will be replaced in there by number 32, Dalton Fox, as Wilmoth to the free throw line. He'll eye it, try it, and buy it. Don't even need to have the rim up there. Just go ahead and hang the net. He's putting the dead center. Gives him 13 points on the game. He'll eye the second, try the second, and buy the second. He has made his last 7 free throws in a row after missing his first one of the game. 14 points for Colby Wilmoth. Down to the final minute and 8 seconds we go. It'll be off to Wolf. Now it's going to be an offensive foul on Splichter. And again, Splichter just lowered the shoulder. That's the kind of move you'd like to see from your fullback. But as he went into the lane, he gets called for the charge. And that'll go down as a turnover against EHS. 40-29, it's an 11-point game, but it's been a lot closer game than what the final score is probably going to indicate. On the dribble is Jeremy Dalton. Dalton gives it up to Tabor. Tabor to Wilmoth. Wilmoth skips pass out top to Dalton. Dalton to Tabor. Tabor swings it over with 40 seconds to go. He'll give the ball up and get the ball back, and then dish it off to Dalton. Good job of playing catch, and finally coming out to commit the foul is Dalton Fox. Fox will pick up his third. To the free throw line will go Cruz Harlan. About all we're doing here is determining what the final score will be. With 36 seconds to go, Centralia looks like they're going to remain undefeated. I'm assuming that they beat Mount Vernon last night, or perhaps they didn't play. I never got a final score on that, but they came in with a 6-0 record pending the game from last night with Mount Vernon. Free throws up, and it's good. 42-29, a 13-point lead. As Harlan now has 8 points. Going to be a foul called as the ball is loose on the floor. This time it'll go against Garrett Wolf. We'll walk the length of the floor. And the shooter this time will be Carson True. True hasn't been to the free throw line yet. 10 team fouls. So True, even though he misses the first one, he will get the second one. Now the starters are being removed for the final 18 seconds. And Jachis Brown has to wait because he's going to come in for True if he makes his shot. He doesn't. Centralia gets the loose ball. We're going to say let her go. And the final score will be Centralia 42, Effingham 29. As we said, a much closer game than the final score will indicate. But nonetheless, Centralia is going to come away with a victory in game number 7, 42-29. We'll take a break, come back and recap after these messages on WSMI.